the speed at which you are living now has much to do with processing situations and feelings and reactions from many of your soul's lives. Because relationships play such an important part in your lives and in your perceptions of your lives, we will keep speaking today about relationships. Today, specifically, marriage. Marriage, as you experience it, is an institution that overlooks individuals in order to preserve itself. The form of marriage that you have developed and adhere to is about ensuring that property is handed down through male lines. Your patriarchal system requires that females be absorbed into the sphere of the male upon marriage. All property must be handed down in this way of thinking in order to ensure the maintenance of a particular balance of power. The female is absorbed into the sphere of the male as she is, so that the male can be certain that the female's children are his. This is how your marriage institution developed, and this is what it is for. Many of you have been struggling to create equality within this way of living, this way of joining together. Ideally, you will find that it is not a structure that lends itself to the creation of equality. It is a paradigm that does not serve you. It is time for you, as a collective, to be brutally honest about who is served by this version of this institution. It often appears that a society is held together by this institution. The society, as you have created it, is, in one way, held together by this. You are moving in a new direction. Marriage, as it has been created, solidified, and lived through for several thousand years, is an old paradigm. I will speak today about the new paradigm that you can seed on your planet now. A healthy version of marriage honors and supports each person involved. As you are learning new levels of equality now, new expressions of seeking equality as you come out of learning, having learned that you do not have the power to create life as you wish to see it and experience it, as you learn that you have the power to create this, all of your institutions will change. In your various lives, you have married according to the time and place in which you find yourself. In other lives, you refuse to do so for one of various reasons. Some of those reasons being that you cannot abide the definition of marriage in the time, place in which you find yourself. In some of those lives, you felt that marrying would give you the key to where you were headed. In other lives, you were clear that refusing to marry was the key to getting where you needed to go. In this life now, you are dealing with the emotional memories from all of your lives. You have more access now to all that is stored in your energy field, which carries with you from life to life. It travels with you. Part of those memories include conditioning about what marriage is in different time places, what it is for, why it is important, and who you should and should not marry and why. What is going on Earth now with this speeding up and you having more access to memories from all of your various lives is that it is time to revisit all of this. Your beliefs about relationships, about marriage, about what they are for, why they are important. Remember that in the Piscean Age, which has been in play this time on Earth for the last approximately 2100 years, an important survival and success strategy includes doing what you're told and looking around at what the normal people seem to be doing and then doing that. This, of course, affects how relationships begin, continue, and end. But the ways that your cultures have approached marriage has not been about who you are and what you need to experience. You are beginning a massive transition into the next zodiac age, which is the age of Aquarius. All structures that formed or thrived during the Piscean Age will not work during the Aquarian Age. New structures and new motivations for building structures must emerge. The marriage institution that will work for you in the Aquarian Age will be very different from the one you have accepted being handed to you during the Piscean Age. It will not take hold and survive if it does not reflect the truth of who you are. You are learning now by a process of awakening more about your true nature as a spiritual being. One of the primary ways that you learn about yourself is through your relationships. Marriage, as you have received it, being a system to ensure one particular way that property is managed, which is to say, power and control are managed, has nothing to do with you as a spiritual being. It is a social control mechanism that, at its heart, aims to keep you from knowing yourself as a spiritual being. In that way of thinking, you are to understand yourself as who you are told you are. To have an institution of marriage that reflects who you are involves a process of growing pains. At present on Earth, now, as you experience the acceleration of your technologies of awareness, of your consciousness, and you are processing memories and fears from a large number of your soul's various lives. This process of shifting out of a model of marriage that is several thousand years old to a new one will be painful. Many of you are not sure where to go with it, how to develop a new model. What you know is that the old model does not serve you. Because of this acceleration, who you were 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, is very far from who you are today. Relationships codified during your identification as a Piscean Age being may not be able to withstand your transition into understanding yourself as an Aquarian Age being. This process of shifting from one age to another takes several hundred years. But because of the proximity in space-time, in the Earth dimension, to the end of the Mayan calendar, this acceleration process is faster than ever before. So, your identity has been shifting in this life faster than it ever could have shifted in any other of your Earth lives prior to this one on the Earth timeline. Because of your increasing awareness of yourself as a multidimensional being, most commitments, including ones like marriages, seem impossible now, or they seem unreachable, or out of place, or something to be avoided. You may be kept by unseen forces from making many kinds of commitments during this time. You are changing too fast to know with any certitude what you are going to be like in a year, in 5 years, or beyond. You have no idea, because this process of acceleration is unprecedented. You have never experienced it before. No one on Earth, therefore, no other version or manifestation of your soul in other places on the Earth timeline have experienced this. Nobody has experienced it. You may desire a certain kind of relationship. You may desire specifically marriage, and you may feel it being kept from you. Have faith that it is for your best, your highest good. You are changing so quickly now. You are encouraged only by beings such as myself to commit to seeing through, following through your own unfoldment. It is time for you to commit to yourself. Once you do that, and you go through the process that entails, you will have drastically changed your understanding and expression of who you are. As I stated earlier, relationships are a primary way that we learn about who we are. We see others reflecting to us who we are. During this time of profound acceleration and change, choose to take these reflections in new forms of relationship. This process of acceleration is not just within you as an individual. It is within most of the people that you come in contact with, if you identify as somebody who is along for the ride. Many people are not sensing that anything is different. so they would not identify as along for the ride. They have no idea what ride I might be referring to. But those people in your life who are in a similar circumstance as you, accelerating and shifting and becoming more aware of their multidimensionality as you are. Those people are in the same exact situation where it comes to relationships. Your expectations need to be modified to ensure that you are not expecting anyone to do something for you, that you are not doing, or that you are not willing to do for yourself. If relationship and marriage seem to be withheld from you, this is a very important reason why that is happening. If you are along for the ride of the acceleration and the evolution of consciousness, then you are being led to withdraw all projections on others, all expectations that others will do something for you, and during this time you might need solitude in order to become aware of what it is that you have been expecting others to do for you, that you would not do for yourself, that you now need to do for yourself. You are experiencing a divergence in consciousness. There are people whose consciousness is evolving, and there are people who are doing something else, probably remaining the same as always, not sensing that anything is different, or not knowing or understanding that there is an opportunity for something amazing to happen. What you should be finding now is that what a committed relationship could show you in the past, uncommitted relationships of various kinds can show you now. You should be finding this to be true. This is the opportunity. As you experience the acceleration and the evolution of consciousness, and you withdraw projections and learn to take care of all of your needs, and you learn in what ways your expectations of other people have been formed through imbalance or carelessness or wounding from the past that it is time for you to take care of now. As you choose more awareness of what is happening within you and around you, and in what ways you are creating the world around you, and how other people show up to reflect to you what is true about you, take all the reflections that come to you. Take responsibility for all you are seeing, this will support your acceleration, your increasing awareness of yourself as a multidimensional being exponentially. You do not need, at this time, committed relationships to learn about yourself. For those of you who are at present married, perhaps you are choosing to shift and your spouse is not. Perhaps you are shifting, each of you is shifting, yet at different rates or in different directions. Or perhaps you are in lockstep with your spouse in the direction and speed of your evolution. Why your relationship is happening the way it is has much to do with your karma together, the agreements that you each have agreed at the soul level to fulfill for each other. If something feels out of place, make it your job not to judge the other person, your spouse, for what he or she is doing or not doing. Understand that you are creating this dynamic for very specific reasons. You may or may not decide that you should be married to this person. This is your decision. There are people who are shifting, who are married to spouses who are not shifting, who will remain married and be happy. Nobody can know from looking on the surface what you should do. Again, the very definition of marriage is beginning to come up for review. You have agreed to come together for very specific purposes. Perhaps for some of you, it was to get you, to support you in getting yourself, is a better way to say this, to the point where you can look with clarity and honesty at in what ways the marriage does not serve you so that you may move on. For others, this will not be the case. There is a wide variety of situations playing themselves out right now in the marriages of humans. It is never true that you marry the wrong person. Sometimes marriage happens seemingly against, well, not one's will, but seemingly outside of one's control. That would be a reflection that a greater force is at work. That greater force will be the souls having made an agreement to join for a very specific purpose. Perhaps it is to bring children into the world. Specific soul-based agreements to bring specific souls into manifestation at a specific time for very specific reasons. Once that happens, perhaps there are some people who regret the marriage while they appreciate their children and they're joyful and grateful for the opportunity to bear these children and raise them. I encourage you to not regret anything from your history. It might seem that you made a choice to marry somebody that was the wrong choice, that you became wise years later and you ended it. Learn to choose the importance of withholding judgment on what you have done or what you have not done. We all have agreements with each other. Our souls are involved in a web, a network of agreements with other souls. There are no mistakes. You have learned what you need to learn from these people. Some of the people that humans have married in this life, they have been married to in their other souls' manifested lives at other points in the Earth timeline. So that when they met in this life, it seemed the obvious, natural choice to do this again, even if they have no consciousness of that. Well, because of this acceleration, and because you have so much more access to the memories that you carry from your other lives, you may have met many people in this life that you recognize a profound, deep love connection with. You probably did not marry all of them. You may have married none of them. But that is one of the things that is going on as you explore relationships in this life in particular. All of you have more access to your various lives. It's not only from the healing perspective of you have more access to the pain that you are experiencing in your various lives on the Earth timeline. It is also the joys. It is also the love that you experience. It is a compression of experience in this life. This acceleration leads to a compression of experience. When you can learn to understand why you draw the people you do, and when you can learn to choose to not react to every energetic stimulus that comes your way, you can be grounded. You can develop a healthy set of energetic boundaries. When you meet someone now that you have known in other lives and have been married to or perhaps intimate with, your energy field is resonating with that person's energy field. It feels that you have always known that person. It is time for you to understand that because of your accelerated process of change, many of those relationships will no longer serve you. Most of those relationships, if you meet those people now, are for learning a very minor thing. Perhaps in some life, you were married for the whole of your adult life to a particular individual. And in this life, you meet. The age is not important. But when you meet in this life, you feel an immediate connection. when our energy fields, the human energy field, is triggered in this way, it is difficult not to respond. This sense of connectedness and togetherness, this feeling of being at home in another's presence. Perhaps some of you have felt that you are the same person as this other person, that your souls are linked. The souls of all such people are linked because of these agreements, because of the emotional memories of being together. It is time for humans to learn more about their energy fields, more about themselves as energetic beings, so that they do not have to respond to every stimulus. When you can understand why you draw particular kinds of people to you, and then you can understand when, you can discern when there is a contract being fulfilled. And getting more sensitive to yourself as an energetic being in the experience of Seth, this vessel, for my channeling today, it goes hand in hand. The more he is sensitive to himself as an energetic being, the more he is able to discern which relationships trigger him energetically, resonate with his field for some reason, and which portend or seem to offer the fulfillment of a contract at the soul level. So it is time for all humans to learn this, as many as are willing. When you do this, you can learn what it is that you need to learn without becoming caught up in a commitment that may stall your evolution. Not all commitments do or would, but certain ones will. Certain kinds will. I will now speak about the new paradigm of marriage. For marriage to reflect who you are, the commitment that parties in a marriage make needs to be altered. The commitments in your present-day institution of marriage are designed to uphold the institution of marriage as it is, and ultimately to shame you or create fear deep within you about going against the institution. As you take more responsibility for who you are as an energetic being, you understand more and more that there are things that you cannot today commit to for tomorrow. There are certain things that you can. You can commit to honesty. You can commit to openness. You can commit to a number of things. But you cannot commit to certain many things that you are asked and expected now to commit to through your institution of marriage. As we learn about ourselves through relationships, the kind of commitment, including monogamy, that has been impressed upon you from the beginning of this particular formation of institution of marriage may not work for you, as you understand yourself as an energetic being that learns about yourself through the reflection from others. That might not work for you. For many, it will. For many, it will not. Marriage in the Aquarian age cannot in any way be rigid. It just will not be rigid. There will always be people in any age who do not shift into the new way of being. So there will always be, in the Aquarian age, Piscean age thinking about what marriage should be, with people clinging to it. And there's nothing wrong with this. Cultivate an attitude of non-judgment about this. But one of the bottom lines about this Aquarian age thinking is that you must know who you really are before you can even find others who are appropriate to interact with, to associate with, to live with, to work with, let alone marry. So the process of growing pains, of coming out of the Piscean age mode of the institution of marriage into a more individually appropriate Aquarian age model of marriage. These growing pains have to do with your willingness as an individual to know yourself truly and deeply as an energetic being, to leave behind in every way what you have been told about who you are in favor of what you experience you are. Every transition from Piscean thinking to Aquarian thinking will involve this. In terms of the context of this institution of marriage, what kind of marriage works for you? There will be different structures. There will be different ideas. There will be different rules. And the only obligations and rules that work in healthy ways for healthy Aquarian people, which you all have the opportunity to shift into becoming in deeper ways. The only rules and obligations, they are all mutually arrived at and mutually agreed to, and they serve each party equally. The marriage that works for you will reflect who you are. Who you are changes. Any rigidity that mirrors or echoes the rigidity of the patriarchal tradition of marriage that has flourished in many earth cultures over the last several thousand years will not serve you. The Aquarian age invitation for you is to honor yourself first. The Piscean age has been extremely valuable in your evolution as humans. You have learned on many levels, in many ways, the value of working together, of surrendering to the group mind, of going with the flow of what is happening around you. For those eager for the Aquarian age to begin, there might be some judgments about how the Piscean age has gone. Again, I invite you to cultivate an attitude of non-judgment. Choose to see in what ways the Piscean mindset has been useful, how it fits into your evolution, and how it naturally, because of its inherent nature, leads to the Aquarian age. Whether you are married now or not, my question for you is, who are you really? What is it that you need? Are you willing to give that to yourself? Are you willing to relieve others, whether specific or not, of the responsibility of giving it to you? When you have answered these questions, you will have changed your life from the inside out, and the kinds of partnership you seek, the kinds of joining with others that you seek, will naturally change. Thank you.